Romans chapter 5.
Romanos capítulo 5.
And I want to speak with you today about the results of justification by faith. The results of justification by faith. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your touch, for your anointing, for your blessing upon the sermon time. I pray, Lord, that you would open up your word this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for what you will do. We pray that you would again remove distractions out of our minds and help us to hear what you have to say. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We have been going through a study on the righteousness of God revealed. And we've been going through this study from Romans because it's very important. God made a way for you and I to become righteous by faith. This righteousness is not earned by keeping the law. It's not earned by anything we can do. It's apart from the law. It's apart from works. It's received by faith. And so as we've progressed through our study, we've seen that man needs God's righteousness. And when I speak of man, it's including both man and woman. All are sinners. And we need to be saved by grace. And so God made a way through His Son. Jesus is the way for man to be saved. The only way. But through our salvation, we become righteous in the sight of God. It's called justification by faith. It's a legal declaration from God. And that declaration is that you are not guilty anymore. You have been washed in the blood. Your sins have been taken away. And you are forgiven. We owed a debt we could not pay. But God paid that debt for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we're justified by faith. So in chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, we will see that there are benefits or results to justification by faith. Benefits. How many of you, wherever you work in your place of employment, have benefits? Doctor, dentist, eyeglasses. Usually, or we would like to have something where we get benefits. Some kind of health insurance or what have you. So that when you go to the doctor, you don't have to pay the actual amount. You have benefits. I remember when I first started working there at the Bible school in Pennsylvania. We had benefits. We had dental, vision, and medical benefits.
Medical.
And so we had benefits.
Teníamos esos beneficios.
But I remember for a long time,
pero me acuerdo que por mucho tiempo,
I didn't take advantage of those benefits.
Yo me aproveché de esos beneficios.
I knew I had them,
yo sabía que los tenía,
but I never used them.
Pero nunca los usaba.
And then one day I snapped.
Y un día se me prendió el foco.
And I realized I got these benefits.
Y me di cuenta que yo tenía estos beneficios.
Why aren't I getting my teeth fixed? Why don't I go to the eye doctor and get me some glasses? I didn't think I needed them, though. My wife finally convinced me to go. And I came away with glasses. But I realized I wasn't taking advantage of the benefits. And so I finally did. You see, benefits are there for you to use.
Amen?
And you, as a Christian, have benefits.
Tú como cristiano tienes beneficios.
You have received quite a bit in Christ Jesus.
Tú has recibido mucho en
Cristo. And in chapter 5, verses 1 through 11,
y en el capítulo 5, del 1 al 11,
I want to see, want us to look at six benefits. In chapter 5, verse 1 is a beautiful verse. And in this verse, we'll see our first benefit. It says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
En consecuencia, ya que hemos sido justificados mediante la fe, tenemos paz con Dios por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We have peace with God.
Tenemos paz con Cristo.
That is your first benefit.
Es tu primer beneficio.
Peace with God.
Paz con Dios.
But I want you to notice when justification by faith took place.
Pero quiero que te fijes en cuándo se dio este mediante la justificación.
Paul puts our justification in the past tense.
Pablo puso la justificación hablando en el pasado.
Notice how he says that since we have been justified by faith, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Fíjate cómo dice aquí que ya que hemos sido justificados mediante la fe, tenemos.
This is something that has been accomplished already for you.
Esto es algo que ya ha sido cumplido para ti.
It's a finished work.
Es un trabajo terminado.
When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
cuando tú aceptaste a Jesucristo como tu Salvador,
you were completely justified by faith.
Tú fuiste completo, santificado completo por fe.
You're not becoming justified.
No, tú no vas a ser justificado, te estás haciendo justificado.
You have been justified by faith. That means that you have been declared as righteous through the lips of God Almighty. And because you're justified by faith, you have peace with God. That means that there is no more enmity or no more arguing in the middle. Anything that hindered our relationship with God has been taken away. We have peace with God. This peace can be both external, outside, and internal. Externally, it means that God is at peace with us. You have been declared righteous. And so God and you and God are able to have a relationship. We don't have to be afraid that God is going to reject us. God accepts you. God loves you. You have come into the favor of God. But it's also internal. That means God has given us rest.
Eso quiere decir que Dios nos ha dado un resto.
We don't have to fear anymore.
Un descanso que ya no tenemos que tener miedo.
There's an inward peace.
Es esa paz
interna. We can rest in the love of God.
Podemos descansar en el amor.
We can know that God has accepted us. So we don't have to be afraid of God anymore. We can draw near to God with all of our heart. We are at peace with God. Praise the Lord. Number two. Verse two. The second one is here. It says, through whom? Talking about Jesus. Through whom we also have access by faith into the grace in which we stand.
Dice ahí en el versículo 2 y es el segundo beneficio. Dice también por medio de él y mediante la fe tenemos acceso a esta gracia en la cual nos mantenemos firmes.
We have access into the grace of God.
Hemos agarrado ese acceso en gracia.
How many of you have ever been to a building and you want to go into the building but you can't? I know a lot of us are involved in the school here in Center. And usually they have the building locked down just so that not just anyone can go in that building. It's for safety. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nada mal con eso.
But usually the ones that can go in and out have been granted access. Sometimes you're given a special card.
A veces es como una carta.
You hold it to the security device.
Lo detiene ahí a lo electrónico.
And it just unlocks for you. It's like that in a lot of places, amen? It's there because only those that are given access can go in. You have been given access to the grace of God. The world out there doesn't have access to the grace of God. But God has granted you and me access. Into the grace of God. And it's in this grace that we stand. Remember, grace can also be described as unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Favor without works. Think about it. You have been allowed into God's favor. You are his child. He looks upon you with a smile. You are his son and daughter. And he has given you complete access to his grace. You have peace with God. And now you have been given access to his grace. And this is something you can take advantage of every day. Think about it. You are favored of God. But Pastor, I don't feel loved. I don't feel like I deserve that. This has nothing to do with how you feel. This is a declaration of God about you. I didn't have to take advantage of those health benefits that I had in Pennsylvania. But when I realized I had them, I took advantage of them. Every Christian has benefits in Christ. Whether you take advantage of them or not is up to you. A sermon like this is bringing attention to what you have.
Está
in hopes that you'll take advantage of it.
Esperando que tú aproveches eso.
You have peace with God.
Tienes paz con Dios.
And you have been granted access to His grace.
Y a ti te han dado el acceso a su gracia.
It's not about your feelings.
No es acerca de cómo te sientas.
It's a declaration from God.
Es una declaración de Dios.
He's made this available for you.
Él lo hizo esto para ti.
So whether you feel like taking advantage of it or not,
y así te sientas tú que lo quieras usar o no,
do it.
Hazlo.
It's yours to be taken. Praise the Lord. The third benefit comes at the latter part of verse 3 or verse
2.
And it says, and I'll read the whole verse. It says, through Christ we have also have access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and so we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Empezando del versículo 2, dice, también por medio de él y mediante la fe tenemos acceso a esta gracia en el cual nos mantenemos firmes, así que nos regocijamos en la esperanza de alcanzar la gloria de Dios.
We rejoice in hope.
Nos regocijamos con esperanza.
This hope is an expectation of the glory of God.
Esta esperanza es una expectación de la gloria de Dios.
The Bible says we're being changed from glory to glory.
La Biblia dice que nosotros estamos cambiando de gloria en gloria.
We're growing in Christ.
Estamos creciendo en Cristo.
But there's coming a day when we are going to experience the glory of God.
Va a haber un día que vamos a experimentar la gloria de Dios.
And so that's our hope.
Y esa es nuestra esperanza.
And because it is our hope,
y esa es nuestra esperanza,
we rejoice in that hope. There is a great joy in our hearts of an expectation of what God has for us.
Hay un grande regocijo y esperanza en lo que Dios tiene para nosotros.
And so there should be a rejoicing in our hearts.
Tiene que haber ese regocijo en su corazón.
When we understand that we are at peace with God.
Cuando nosotros entendemos que estamos en paz con Cristo.
That we have been given access to His grace.
Que nos ha dado ese acceso a su gracia.
There should be a rejoicing in our hearts for all that God has given us. We have this hope of the glory of God. How many of you are looking forward to that glory? Praise the Lord. It's an exciting thing to follow Jesus. And thank God for the hope that is building within our hearts as well. Fourthly, number four. In verse 3, we see the fourth benefit. And I want us to read from verse 3 all the way through verse
5.
And it says, not only so, but we also boast in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces patience. Patience produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Dice, empezando en el versículo 3, dice, y no solo en esto, sino también en nuestros sufrimientos, porque sabemos que en el sufrimiento se produce perseverancia. La perseverancia entereza de carácter, la entereza del carácter, esperanza, y esta esperanza no nos defrauda, porque Dios ha derramado su amor en nuestro corazón por el Espíritu Santo que nos ha dado.
How many of you know that God doesn't waste anything?
¿Cuántos saben que Dios no?
You as a child of God will go through trials. We all want to grow in Christ. And in order for there to be growth, we will go through trials. You will go through tribulation, as it says. Tribulation is speaking of hard, difficult circumstances. And the benefit, number four, is that we will be able to boast in tribulation. Amen. You as a child of God will understand that what you're going through has a higher purpose. We don't always understand why we go through what we go through. But God has a higher purpose. And when we know that God has purpose in what we go through, we're able to give glory to God in the midst of our tribulation. Because the scripture says tribulation produces patience. Anybody prayed the prayer for patience before? Usually the one that prays it regrets it after a little while. Because in answer to that prayer, God allows us to go through some very trying circumstances. And the reason why is to develop our faith. But to be honest with you, whether you've prayed that prayer or not, God is working patience in all of us. So it's not always that you ask for it. He's building patience in all of us. And so it says tribulation produces patience. When you see a godly person who is very patient, and you begin to dig a little bit into their lives, sometimes you'll find that they went through quite a bit that has made them into the patient person they are. Tribulation produces patience, but then patience is producing character. Character isn't personality. Character is who you are when no one sees you. And he's developing you into a person that will give glory to God always. When people see you and when they don't. Character is very important. And that's what God is developing in all of us. And it says character produces hope. This is all the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is building us up. He is shaping us. He is making us into a person that's like Jesus. And so, no matter what you're going through right now, you can rejoice that God is working in you. Remember, Paul said in Romans chapter 8, all things work together for the good. All things. God isn't wasting it. Even some of the things that we've totally messed up on. God turns it around to shape us into godly men and women. Now let's read verses 6 and 7. And it says, while we were weak, yet weak, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. You can read verse 6. Yeah.
Dice, a la verdad, como éramos incapaces de salvarnos, en el tiempo señalado Cristo murió por los malvados.
Verse 7 says, rarely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die.
En el 7 dice, difícilmente habrá quien muera por un justo, aunque tal vez haya quien se entre... quien se atreva a morir por una persona buena.
But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Pero Dios demuestra su amor por nosotros en esto, en que cuando todavía éramos pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros.
And what Paul is doing in these verses,
Pablo está haciendo aquí en estos versículos,
is reminding those believers of all that Christ did for them. Before we were even saved, God demonstrated his love for us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loved you that much that he did this before you had even received him. But imagine what you have because you did receive him as Lord and Savior. He's done all of this to give you these benefits to enjoy. Verse 9 says, how much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from wrath through him?
Que hemos sido justificados por su sangre, con cuánta más razón por medio de él seremos salvos del castigo de Dios.
You have been saved from his wrath.
Tú has sido salvo del castigo de Dios.
That's benefit number 5.
Es el beneficio número 5.
You don't have to fear the wrath of God.
No tienes que temerle a Dios.
God isn't mad at you anymore.
Dios ya no está enojado
contigo. You don't have to fear going into hell. The wrath of God has been eradicated through the blood of Jesus.
El castigo de Dios ya ha sido beatificado por el amor de Dios.
You have now come into God's favor.
Tú has estado en favor de Dios ahora.
God isn't mad at you anymore.
Dios ya no está enojado contigo.
He loves you. He cares for you.
Él se preocupa por ti.
And he's opened the windows of heaven for you.
Él abrió las ventanas de los cielos para ti.
We've been saved from wrath. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 10. It says, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, how much more being reconciled shall we be saved by his life?
Empezaron en el 10, dice, porque si cuando éramos enemigos de Dios, fuimos reconciliados con él mediante la muerte de su Hijo, con cuánta más razón habíamos sido reconciliados, seremos salvos por su vida.
There is so much that you have obtained in Christ.
Es mucho lo que hemos obtenido por Cristo.
So much so that verse 11 says
mucho que así dice en el versículo 11,
that we are able to rejoice in God.
Vamos a podernos regocijar en Dios.
That's number 6. Verse 11 says, furthermore, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
En el 11 dice, y no solo esto, sino que también nos regocijamos en Dios por nuestro Señor Jesucristo, pues gracias a Él ya hemos recibido la reconciliación.
Reconciliation is a theological word.
La reconciliación es una palabra teológica.
That word reconciliation means
esta palabra, reconciliación, significa
two enemies,
dos enemigos,
brought into peace with one another.
Haciendo la paz entre ellos.
We were enemies with God before we were saved.
Nosotros éramos enemigos con Dios antes de ser salvos.
We were enemies with God because of our sin.
Éramos enemigos de Dios porque es nuestro pecado.
God is holy.
Dios es, santo.
We were unholy.
Nosotros
That caused there to be enmity, or we were enemies of God. But through Christ, we have received reconciliation. That means we were enemies. But now we are at peace with God. And so because we have received all of this, we're able to rejoice in God. God wants you and me to be a people that will rejoice in all that He has done for us. This rejoicing doesn't just mean clapping your hands and jumping in church. But it means when you're alone with God, that you express to Him a heart of gratefulness for all that He has done. Thank you, Lord, that I am at peace with You. Thank You that You have given me access to Your grace. Thank You that I can rejoice in the hope of glory. That I can boast in tribulation. In trials. That I can know that I am saved from wrath. And so I rejoice in You. God wants His people to be grateful. And when we begin to understand what He's done for us, and we begin to take advantage of it, it's going to birth within us a rejoicing heart. There is so much He has done for you and me. And it should be our prayer, oh God, give me a greater understanding of all of it so I can rejoice in Your name. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand.